This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that digital public infrastructure should be a bridge and not a barrier. Speaking at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly last night, PM Modi added that for global good, India is ready to share its digital public infrastructure. PM Modi said that for safe and responsible use of technology, balanced regulation is needed. He added that the world wants such global digital governance in which sovereignty and integrity remain intact. Mr. Modi also said that the success of humanity lies in the collective strength, not in the battlefield. Highlighting the threats on peace and security, PM Modi said that while on one hand, terrorism continues to be a serious threat to global peace and security, on the other hand, cyber, maritime and space are emerging as new threats of conflict. On all these issues, PM stressed that global action must match global ambition. Talking about reforms of multilateral institutions, PM said that global institutions need reforms, as reforms are the key to relevance. PM also called the African Union's inclusion as a permanent member in the G20 an important step in this direction. PM Modi also stated that for India, one earth, one family, one future is a commitment. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a very intense and successful visit to the United States. Briefing media in New York, Mr. Misri said the community event held during the Prime Minister's visit showed the kind of connect that the Indian-American community has built in the United States. Mr. Misri added that the visit had a very strong technology element to it, which is reflected in the Quad joint statement, in the U.S.-India bilateral fact sheet, in the CEO roundtable discussion, and meeting with the CEO of Holtec International. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized on the use of technology to improve the efficiency and functioning of legislatures. He stated this while addressing the two-day 10th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Conference, which began in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Birla urged that legislative bodies to discuss on various platforms and shape welfare schemes for the welfare of the last person of the society through technology. All arrangements have been made for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 26 assembly constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase. These districts are Riasi, Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu region, Srinagar, Budgaon and Gandharbal in the Kashmir Valley. About 25.78 lakh eligible voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. Campaigning for the second phase of polling ended yesterday evening. The Election Commission has appealed all political parties for cooperation in conducting the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections in a free and fair manner. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, instructed central and state enforcement agencies to ensure an inducement-free elections. The Commission also instructed Chief Electoral Officer of the State and State Police Nodal Officer and the Nodal Officer of Central Armed Police Forces, CAPF, for a smooth and peaceful conduct of assembly elections in the state. India Meteorological Department, IMD's forecast extremely heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa today. It said heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected in north interior Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada today. Heavy rainfall is very likely over Kerala, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Rayalaseema, Telangana, Gujarat region, Odisha, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh today. In tennis, Indian tennis star Yuki Bhamri with his French partner Albano Olivetti has successfully reached the final of the Chengdu Open in China yesterday. The Bhamri-Olivetti pair defeated the second-seeded doubles pair of Ivan Dodig and Rafael Matos to enter the finals. Now, Bhamri and Olivetti will be up against the top-seeded French pair Sadio Dombia and Fabien Rabol in the semi-clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.